a rampage, sticky wicky web page. Looking for a true sage, sharing on the knowledge. Gotten all the trolls like Michigan Nids and amended real letters because we're curious kids.
Curious kids have the best questions. And today is no different. Today's question comes from Lilia, aged 7, who asks, why are our top eyelashes longer than our bottom eyelashes? Such a great question. She sent it into the academic website, The Conversation, and they paired her up with an academic for a great answer. And if you are struggling to answer this in your mind, why are your top eyelashes longer than your bottom eyelashes? And stay listening. Dr. Christian Morrow is going to help us understand this. He's an Associate Professor of Science and Medicine at Bond University. G'day.
Thank you for having me.
So, why do we have, let's just start from the beginning. Why do we have eyelashes in the first place?
It's funny. It's one of those things we always notice, but until the kids ask the question, we don't think about it all that much. So, look, the eyelashes are there for a few different reasons. They're in all mammals. So it's not just humans that have them. And here we have things like dust, insects, sweat getting into the eye and hurting it. So largely protection, kind of like a curtain of protection covering our whole eye socket.
Okay, so that makes sense. And as you say, all mammals have them, and some other creatures have different ways of protecting their eyelids, like extra eyelids and things like that. So we've just got this kind of curtain, this eyelash curtain. But why would we need different, like, lengths of eyelashes? Why would the top ones be longer than the bottom ones?
Well, there is, firstly, that the top lid's larger. So it tends to be, it can hold about 160, up to about 160 eyelashes in each of our upper lids, whereas the bottom holds about 75. But it's very much, it's a larger, it's a thicker sort of part of the system to hold more and longer lashes. Why do we do it? We probably don't need the length of the lower ones as it is. Now, there is an optimal eyelash length, and this is 1/3 of the width of the eye. So if we tend to have upper eyelashes that are a bit longer than that, what happens is the wind gets in and starts to swirl around the eye and dry it out more. If they're shorter than that, the wind comes along and actually tears through that that sort of protective moisture layer and ends up drying them out faster. So there is an ideal length, which is interesting, but it seems like the eyelashes in all aerodynamic studies are pretty much perfect. They're right the length they're meant to be. Upper one's a little bit longer, bottom one's a little bit shorter. They close when your eyes are closed and cover the eye. So it's a very perfect system, and it can't seem to be improved. Now, that's for humans. In some animals that are in very dusty environments, they end up with extra eyelashes. So things like camels, kangaroos, elephants and giraffes have several rows of extra eyelashes. But for humans, it seems to work perfectly.
So what happens when people have fake ones? I'm just wondering if people with fake eyelashes have really dry eyeballs.
Look, the Egyptians 5,000 years ago were putting makeup on their eyelashes. So this is not a new thing today. It's actually one of the earlier cosmetics things I've ever done. But look, it dries the eyes out a little bit more. You may have to blink a little bit more, but there's definitely a well-established history of cosmetic eyelashes in humankind.
It's interesting. You're right about them being a focal point for makeup as well from a very long time ago. And this is so that they provide a kind of practical application in terms of being able to keep the dust out of our eyes, but they also provide a sort of beautification as well for the face too. Or are we just used to them?
No, it is. And there's also a little, I mean, your eyebrows as well. You can raise your eyebrows when you're surprised, but your eyelashes can still show a little bit of surprise, concern. When you're tired, your eyelashes droop a little bit. You can flutter your eyelashes to show a bit of appeal for someone. So we do tend to use our eyelashes in a social communication and emotional role as well.
So your actual eyelashes droop. It's not just your eyelids hang a bit lower.
They do, but your eyelashes then pronounce that a little bit lower. You know, your eyes are a little bit. It helps you see.
How are you feeling? I don't know. You just look like your eyelashes are a little droopy today.
It is exactly that. And then coupled with the eyebrows as well, pronouncing those changes and those emotions, it is a way we get messages across.
But we still definitely need our lower eyelashes. They're not redundant.
No. And we tend to find that people who don't have eyelashes definitely blink much more often. And that's if you're missing the top or the bottom, you do end up with a much more drier eye. As well as more of a chance of dust and other things getting in there, sweat, insects and whatnot. So you do lose that protection.
Do we lose our eyelashes as we get older?
We do. They're actually, usually, they're a bit different. So when other when our other hairs turn grey, a lot of the time the eyelashes don't. They tend to be one of the darkest hairs on your body, and they don't tend to go grey, which is interesting. So we do lose a little bit as we go older, but it's still, you end up with a lot. It's one of the more preserved hairs on our body as we age.
And why do kids always seem to have gorgeous long eyelashes and we don't? Is it just because the eyelashes are the same length and the kids are smaller? Like, is it a proportional thing?
Exactly that. It still tends to be about that one third the length of the eye. Just their eyes are developed, but their faces aren't fully yet. So you tend to see them as very long, pronounced eyelashes with a smaller rest of the face.
Okay. So you can...
Well, we also tend to be a little bit closer to kids as well when you see them, so you can see it, whereas going up to an adult and staring at their eyelashes is a little bit harder to do. So we tend to notice it more on children as well.
It's true. Okay, things that I hadn't thought about include, why do our eyelashes not go grey? Do we know the answer to that one, Christian?
No, just tend to be one of the darker ones. It doesn't seem to have that change in colour.
Just a mystery. I'm glad of it, though.
They're one of the few hairs that don't have that muscle that gives us goosebumps. The other hairs, most of our other hairs tend to have this, the muscle that lets the hair stand up on end, and the eyelashes don't. So it is a little bit of a different follicle from the others. So there are enough small changes there that even though it's the hair, it's little things that are different. And also ethnic differences can change the number, the thickness, the curliness, the shape and the length. So it's another area where we're also varied depending on our heritage and our history. And
how fascinating. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Christian Morrow, he's an Associate Professor of Science and Medicine at Bond University.